Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, everybody. This is Joe and Angel. We are back with another Mailbag Monday today, Angel. Got a lot of letters to come in. What do we have today?
I'm very excited. But let's just jump right in here, Joe. My wife and I work together in our online business, and we are together a lot. We argue often, but I think it's because we are together constantly. I suggested recently that we have some time away from each other and that it would be beneficial. What are your thoughts on this? And we can relate because we are together 24/7. Yes, we work together and we drive places together. We travel together.
Yeah. You're on the plane together, we're in the car together. We're just sleeping.
And over Christmas.
Whoa.
We were Velcroed together.
Thank God.
So, yes, we totally understand.
I'm probably not much on getting time alone. I don't like that because, number one, God puts you two together. What you need to do is just, I tell people all the time, you know, have some hobbies, you know, do something, go for a walk, pick up golf, take up some tennis, you know, play badminton in the backyard, do something besides just solve problems all the time, because that's what you do. Opposites attract. God puts opposites together. And so sparks are going to fly. Why? Two are better than one. It's not because you agree on everything. You see the problem from a different viewpoint. Marriages are a gift from God because you see everything from a different viewpoint. Men and women were made different. That God did that on purpose. God looked at Adam and said, you need help, and he made a woman. And so you're opposites.
You are, and I think there's such a gift to be able to work with your spouse, and yet it does come with its challenges. And so,
hiding from them is not going to fix anything. Going away will not change it. Well, if I just get alone, well, then the next day I need some more alone time. Next week I got to have more, and pretty soon you don't have any time because you're running. You're not solving anything. You're running.
Correct. And so I think
I'm in love. Can you tell I'm in love?
Well, I think the thing is you have to put up some boundaries. And this is what I mean. You have to say, we are going to focus on work and put our work hats on. And then at that point, your relationship is in a different mode. And then at 5 o'clock, those hats come off. And we're not going to talk about work from here.
Nope.
And that is a hard line.
Not easy.
But once you cross it,
yep,
and you make those boundaries,
yep,
man, does it make life easier.
Yeah, it makes life like incredible, like it's a trip to Disney.
Yes. So,
listen, everybody gets irritated with one another. I mean, you know, we'd stare at one another and say, you know, we need a little alone time right here. I need you to step into the next room for a while.
No, that would be me saying that to Joe. I don't think Joe has ever said that to me. Actually, yes, that's what I do. I say, hey, look, I'm just telling you, you need to go to your office because I got to have a break here. And there's nothing wrong with that. And not to get offended by it and just say, hey, I get it. Your cup is running over there and not in a positive way. So there's nothing wrong with taking a little break in that sense. I'm with Joe, though, on the taking separate breaks or vacations or anything like that. I just think that's an opportunity for the enemy to come in.
Hell's coming. I'll promise you, hell's coming.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to go to a men's retreat or a woman's retreat or something like that,
that's different.
Was going to build you up, go for it. I think that's great. But to be like to like say, hey, honey, I'm going to go to Cancun for a week, and then you go on a cruise for a week. You, no.
It is not. Listen, hell's bigger than you. Hell's smarter than you. Hell was laying awake while you were sleeping last night, and there'll be plots and plans. Yeah. And somebody that's going to be either handsome, beautiful, beyond your wildest dreams will say, hey, how are you? You look lonely. I'm lonely. Would you like to visit? Would you go to dinner? And next thing you know, you think something so innocent will come so deadly, man, messed up. It'll mess you up.
And the thing is, it's like you do not want to give that an opportunity. So here's the thing. Step back. My advice would be to step back and think how grateful you should be that God has blessed you with a business that you can, you know, develop together, grow together, get increased together, get benefits from. Get frustrated, we have to believe God and step out in faith. I mean, there's so many variables. And the fact that it is your spouse that you can do that with, man, that's just such a gift.
That is a gift.
And yet, I do get that there's a human side to that can be frustrating. So my suggestion is to, like Joe said, you know, if you need to get a hobby, we say that as if we have one.
my hobby's Angel. She's my hobby.
Really? That's not good. My hobby is, I don't have a hobby either, but it is a good idea.
Yeah, probably is.
Now, I am trying to develop a hobby.
Yes, you are.
So I'm trying to go to the gym and, but so I don't know if that's a hobby.
It's
but
a hobby.
I'm trying to create it into a hobby. So, you know, it's just something you gotta step back and take a breather and say, let me just look at this from a different perspective.
And you got to remember, this is not going to be necessarily easy. You're going to have to practice this because what Angel said, it is the key. The key is when work's over, you go home, that's home talk. We don't talk about work at home. And we've been through it. We live it. We do the same thing and realize, no, I'm not talking about that tonight, you know. And one of us across the line, hey, we're not talking about that tonight.
And too, you got to be careful that the roles, because sometimes the roles when you're working together are different. And so if you come home and you're like, you're the boss at work, and then you come home and it's like, I'm not watching. Then you go into
give me my man britches. Give me my man britches back. I want my man britches.
You're watching Lifetime Channel, like it or not. Hallmark is headed your way.
Woo!
No, so you know, you have to be careful that you take that hat off.
Yeah.
And so it's a song and dance routine.
It
is not perfected
it's
the first time
question.
You try it.
It's a great question.
It is.
Everybody that works together deals with it. But there is a solution. There is an answer.
And the enemy would like you to be frustrated about something that is such a gift.
Oh, man. Perfect. Bumper sticker.
Yeah.
Yes.
So please step back and relook at this and say, what a gift. How many people in the world would love to be blessed enough that they could dream with,
I'm going to work with a woman I love, the man I love.
Yes, that I trust. I don't have to have some stranger come
in
here.
I don't have to pretend, act like somebody I'm not. I just be myself. Hey, we're meant to be together. And again, I tell people in our marriage, some opposites attract. You married your 180-degree opposite. So just smile and thank God. Man, thank God you don't ever agree with me. I love that about you. That's a blessing, you know. I thought it was this way, but you think it's that way. That's incredible. I love that about you.
You need to get a hobby.
Yes.
I don't think Angel is a hobby. All right. Let's go to the next one. Joe, my husband and I agree that we are supposed to tithe by giving 10% of our income, but we don't necessarily agree that it all goes to one place. Is there scripture on this that is clear? Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah, that is. That was loaded. Well, I've always taught. I still teach. The tithe belongs to your local church, your storehouse, where you get fed. Your storehouse, what's that? That's where I get fed.
People would argue that, yes, I do get fed there on Sunday, but on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I have another ministry that's
feeding
me.
But your local church, God places everybody in the body of Christ, in the local church, where it pleases him. So I tell people, you know, local church is full of humans. They're not any perfect humans in that building, but that is my local church. That's where I go to church, where my kids go to church. That's where we go to youth group. We're having revival meetings. We're doing outreaches in the community. How do we do that? My tithe. And, of course, the Bible teaches about you can give above and beyond your tithe. So I tell people my 10% goes to my local church. But that's not all we give. There's missionaries we support, and there's actually community things we support, but that's not the tithe. And so I tell people, it's real simple. I said, don't make a legalistic thing out of it. Where's your tithe? My local church, you know. My tithe goes to my local church. And automatically gets deposited. I don't have to think about it. You raise it up, you hold it in your hand, nope, I give it, and the bank shoots it over there. But I pray over it. I remember every Sunday, you know, we're somewhere different every Sunday. But my tithe goes to my local church. But then Angel and I will think about, well, let's do this. We're going to help them. We're going to do this for them. Yes, we can do that. Get an agreement. And that's above and beyond the tithe. So there's a promise on the tithe. It's real simple. The promised land, God's going to give them houses they didn't build. You're going to eat from vineyards you didn't plant. But the entrance to the promised land was Jericho. There were 10 major cities. There were more than that, but 10 major cities in the promised land. The first was Jericho. God said, I'm going to give you Jericho. I'm going to give you a tithe that you can give me. I'm going to give you Jericho, but you don't take anything. You give that back to me. Then you get to keep the other 9 major cities. The first city in the promised land belongs to me. I'm going to give you some seed to sow. I tell people, listen, you don't have to tithe. You can still go to heaven and not tithe. Probably going to go broke, but you go to heaven without tithing. It's not a salvation thing. It's a God thing to bless us down here. And so, does God need my money? God doesn't need money. The streets are paid with gold up there. He doesn't need your money. He needs your faith behind that money. But the local church needs your money. And so, you kind of got to settle out, what's the tithe for? Support my local church. And everybody needs to be a part of a local church somewhere. That's the end of my sermon.
I do agree with that. But I do have a question for you. And this is just personally my question. Okay?
Go ahead.
You know, the Bible talks about the early church sent out evangelists, apostles, preachers,
yes.
teachers. That is not the example that we live today.
Nope.
So those ministries have to be supported like yours. Mm-hmm. Our ministry is supported by just the giving of the generosity of people that just believe in what we're doing.
Yes.
So typically in the early church, that would have been covered under the tithes. Those ministries would be.
True. And most of the people in the early church lived in communes. They sold everything they had.
Okay, but okay.
So we don't do that either.
I understand, but so my question is kind of along with theirs. Why couldn't you say, well, according to the biblical example,
yes,
a portion of that can go to a traveling ministry or
yes.
Another ministry,
yes.
Because it's biblically we're not using that as an example.
Well, the simplest thing, I've had so many family members corner me on this. Listen, the Bible says whatever's not of faith is sin. If you can do this and you believe God's told you, then do it. Because I'm not God. You know, mm-hmm. If you believe God's told you, then go ahead and be a blessing. Help them out every way you can. But I go back to, but... You know, and I'll ask every family member, I said, you know, you do need to belong to church.
I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. But that doesn't mean that another ministry hasn't had some impact on your life.
No, I know.
And I'm just asking because I don't, this is a good question, and I'm honestly curious about it as well. Yep. I'm just curious.
I hate legalism. If it gets legalistic, mm-hmm. I'm going to run from it.
Right.
It's like a wet bar soap. No, I ain't going to do that. I'm squeezing that. So whatever God's told you to do, you need to make sure and do it. But there have been too many people on the other side that what we call renegades.
I agree.
I'll do what I want when I want. So, well, we got a problem there. You're not submitted to anybody or anything. You know, you're just God to yourself. And I understand that. But the local church was Jesus's idea. I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. It's not your name on a roll somewhere. It's not your parking spot. It's a group of people. What are you going to do? Well, God places in the church where it pleases him. I think God has told us, hey, we're going to join this church. Not because we're the greatest or the worst or the closest or the convenient. God's put us here.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So we're going to go here and be a blessing.
And I totally agree in tithing to the church. Yeah. That was just asking as a curiosity
sure.
question.
Sure, yep. And, you know, just do what God's leading you to do.
And you have to be careful on the giving side because a lot of people, business people, use money as a control to the ministry. Too. So
that's true because there's listen, at a plaque hung on my wall for years, God and money, one I serve, the other serves me. Because there's power in money. There is great, great power, good and bad, in money. And you have to watch that. You got to keep uh-huh. your heart right. You know, God's number one in my life. But the minute I start being concerned about money, You would think a Christian would say, I don't worship money. Well, maybe not. You know, mm-hmm. How much attention are you giving it? Do you think about it when you go to sleep? Are you worried about it when you get up? You know, that's why you're supposed to roll your cares over to God. You're not trusting God right now. You're trusting man or you're trusting money, and you're going down. Mm-hmm. We've all been there. I've been there as a Christian, as a father, as a husband, as a businessman. We've all been there, and we realize, man, I thought I was trusting God. Evidently, what's that? I'm looking to this because there's twice in my life when great jobs, great career, all of a sudden go down and we've been laid off. They shut my company down.
Right.
I thought, what am I going to do? Well, did God die?
No.
Did God fall off the throne? Is Jesus dead? Did the Holy Ghost pass out? No. It's just there's some changes. So you're no different than the prophet when the creek dried up and the birds stopped dropping food. Like, oh, man, what are we going to do, God? Well, I got a widow in town that's going to take care of you.
And listen, for me personally,
yep.
If I'm going to err, I would like to err on the side of obedience.
Thank you, ma'am. There's the bumper sticker. Yes, ma'am.
Right? And so, you know, and I have seen the tithe question become so enormous in people's lives. And I'm like, I don't get it. What's the big deal? I mean, if, you know, when I worked for insurance, I always liked cars, like nice cars, right? And then I went to work for an insurance company where I was a claims adjuster for cars. And the first boss I had said he was making six figures a year and he drove this bomber car every day to work. And he said, if you see a car as anything other than a vehicle to get you from one location to another, you see it wrong.
Yep.
It is not a status symbol. I mean, if it is, you're seeing it wrong. It is simply a tool to get you safely from one location to the next.
Thank you.
The minute that you drive it off the parking lot, it loses its value.
It does.
And so, you know, it's kind of changed my perspective of a vehicle that, you know, I don't necessarily need, you know, the nicest car in the parking lot, but I don't want the biggest bomb either. I just want something that's safe and gets me somewhere else. It changed totally when I go to buy a car. Everything. Same thing about money. If you see money as anything other than a tool, then it becomes a problem.
Houston, we have a problem.
So my suggestion is agree on the 10% and trust God for more to bless other ministries.
And you got to remember something. People say, and I've had them when I've been on church staffs. People come in, I want to see where you're spending my time. Where's my money going? I said, it's not. I tell people, that's none of your business. The minute you start looking to see where your money's going, there's no faith involved in it now. You're putting money in a slot machine.
No.
I tell, well, what are they doing? I don't care what they're doing. It's not the money. It's my faith behind that money.
Right.
You cannot steal my tithe. Well, they stole. That guy down at that church stole all that money. And he didn't steal my money. I gave my money to God. You can't steal my money. My money went to God. It's my faith behind my money. And so, well, they stole a lot. Well, it wasn't my money. It wasn't my tithe because my tithe can't be stole. And now you got to get your faith involved. I give my tithe to God, not some human.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing. I don't need to see a report or you don't need to print something out. Mm-hmm. We do it every year. We put out the report. Here's what we did with your tithe this year. We built this and supported this. Mm-hmm. I don't need to see that. It went to God.
Yeah, I remember when I first started in the ministry, this lady who had gotten born again and worked for her father's very successful business, and he was not a Christian, just would send us a good amount of money every month, you know, because she was a new believer and she wanted her dad's business to be blessed. It went on about 8 months and it's several thousands of dollars at this point. And he comes storming over to me one day and he goes, my daughter has stolen this money. She gave it without my authority. I want my money back. Well, I'm like freaked out, you know. Now I have to tell you more. He's not the only one that has said stuff like that to me, but he was the first. And he said, I want my money back. And so I was kind of freaked out, took a little minute. And I said, well, sir, you know, you've already gotten a tax break. By law, I can't give you that money back because you've gotten a tax break for
it.
Yes. However, I didn't want that man's eternity to be affected by
Thank you.
And so I did. It took me several months, but I said, I'm just going to give you, what do you call it when you give somebody a, like?
Benevolence.
Yes. I called it benevolence, and I would just every month give him benevolence and give it back to him because I'm like, dude, if your eternity is affected over this, it's not going to be because of me. I'm not going to stand before God in that. So money is always a tricky thing. Listen, you got to guard your heart with that and just realize it's just a tool that God has given us to increase the kingdom, to bless, to be obedient. And it's an awesome, opportunity to
it
serve.
It is. And I've told people before, people that I went to Bible school with that are successful businessmen today who would challenge the tithe. Listen, guys, I keep it real simple. I cannot afford to not tithe. I cannot afford to not tithe. Yeah. I need God involved in my business and my money and my family.
Yeah.
And that tithe is the doorway. And bring you all the tithe in the storehouse, see if I not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out such a blessing you don't have room to receive it. Well, that's where I want to stay, because I live on an alien planet where Satan's the God, and he steals, kills, and destroys. So they said, where's God at? He's in heaven. Satan's the God of this planet. He's a thief. So because I'm born again and I'm in a local church, I'm a tithe. You can't mess my stuff. Because the Bible says, if a thief steals your stuff, God will make him pay back seven times.
Yes.
I don't care what, if it was a dumb decision or the devil just stole something from me. Big boy, if you touch my stuff, I'll bankrupt you because you owe me back seven times whatever you took. It keeps your heart right.
It does. To me, it's just a heart issue.
So it's good.
Hey, and also Joe has a great, great resource called Family Finances.
Ooh,
it's a great workbook. You can get on our website at joemcgee.com.
Loaded with scripture.
Like
good
check
stuff.
It out. Hey guys, I just want to say we are so grateful that you take the time to listen every week to us. That means the world. I can't even tell you. We know how valuable your time is.
Yes.
And if you just take it, please just drop us a note sometimes at mail at Joe McGee Ministries or JoeMcGee.com. Is it Joe McGee Ministries? I think the mail is JoeMcGeeMinistries.com.
Yes.
So just drop us a quick note just to say hello and give us your thoughts, send us your questions. And thank you for helping to make this
podcast possible. Thank you so much, guys.
Possible. We
Bless
love you.
You.
See you soon.
Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, JoeMcGeeMinistries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.